This is the second part of a three-part series featuring Scott Levy, the president of Arley Wholesale. Do your sales pretty much parallel sales around the country? I mean, do your customers, for the most part, buy what retailers in other parts of the country are buying?
No, tile is really regional. We're from Maine through Miami, and what we sell in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic is very different than what we sell in the South. There are color differences. There are size differences. It's one of the hardest things, actually, for manufacturers, especially the foreign manufacturers coming over. It's one of the hardest things for them to do, to get a line that sells well across the entire United States.
Mm-hmm.
Because unless it's a low-end price point with beiges and grays, you know, and basic, it is very regional for what customers are looking for. And we talk with manufacturers all the time about those issues, and it's with us, as we've expanded our company, it has become more challenging in buying the proper products that can give us maximum exposure to most of our dealers.
That puts a lot of pressure on you in selecting what to add to your product mix, I would imagine.
It does, and it adds, but it's also exciting, and we kind of like that challenge, and it does help us in different areas because we do have products for everyone. One of the things we've also noticed, though, it's a real interesting track that we weren't sure was going to happen in the beginning, but over time, some of our products that were really northern products, quote-unquote, are starting to sell in the South as people migrate there and people move there. So, you know, their looks and tastes don't change. So, you know, it's really, for a company like us, it's really about, in most distribution companies, you have to understand your cost factors, understand your distribution model and who you want to be, and make sure that what you're doing really speaks to that model. Because if you develop a confusing argument to your customers, they tend to pull back from it. So everything has to fit. And for us, when we went all in with ceramic tile and stone, it really was a great fit because what we do now, it's all concentrated towards that, and it just makes sense for our dealers.
I gotcha. Scott, what are the biggest problems that are facing the industry, or over 2016? What are the biggest problems?
Well, I think there's really two. I mean, qualified installers for ceramic tile and stone, especially for these large 6-millimeter projects, is a definite problem. I mean, there's different tools you have to use. We carry a full line of tools for this, and it's different training, it's a different installation method, and it's really important to get qualified installers. And then the retailers as well, a lot of it comes down to, and for now and for the future, is going to be training. Training for retailers, training for installers. There are a ton of new products and new product categories coming to the market, and also a ton of competitors coming to the market that are challenging some of the old stalwarts in the market that have better products. You know, more innovation, mm-hmm. and having an open mind as a retailer, just like we have to have an open mind as a distributor, to look at these products and understand the value of them and realize that, you know, technology does change everything and makes a lot of things better, and not to be closed-minded about it, because in all this new technology and new products coming to the marketplace, there's a lot of profit for everyone,
mm-hmm.
if people embrace it. You know, because there's not as much competition on it, it's got a great story behind it, and it's a different look. And, you know, as we talk to retailers and contractors all the time, we tell them, just because you don't want to learn about it doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
That's a good point.
Right, it's going to happen with you or without you, so you might as well get on board and prosper from it, because it is here and it's not going to change.
I hear you. You know, we've been reading and hearing so much about the shortage of tradespeople, and floor covering and ceramic is no different. Is that a major problem for your retailer customers?
It's not major yet, but it's going to be long term. If you look at the installer base, a lot of the installers are older,
mm-hmm.
and they're not getting people coming in behind them. So long term, it could be a problem, and it will definitely impact the growth of the industry, because if you're a consumer and you go in for a, you know, and you want to buy tile, and you're told you have to wait a month to have it installed or 2 months to have it installed, and you don't have that kind of time frame, well, you may go buy LVT, you may go buy carpet, you may go buy something else.
Uh-huh.
And so I do see that as a long-term issue, and it's a great it really is a great industry to be in. And it's when you look at kids going to college and the debt they come out with and the jobs they end up getting, a lot of times you look at it and say, wow, if you just gone to a trade school and been an apprentice and worked for, you know, 4 or 5 years, you could be making some serious money in 5 years without having the debt and have a very nice life for yourself.
I would think that would be true, especially with ceramic.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of money to be made in it. And, you know, it's all, again, everything is regional. So the installation costs in the South are less than they are in the North because there's more tile sold in the South. Mm-hmm. But there's also more jobs. So it does kind of even out over time. But there's a huge need for it. And I really do believe that there's people out there right now going to college. We're going to go out and get a degree and go and end up working for $35,000 a year to $40,000 a year and be stuck at that number for a long period of time, and, you know, be one of many in a corporation where they could go and learn this trade and make that money instantly and grow from there.
That's a good point. Now, it seems to me we're seeing, and I'm reading all kinds of stories, problems with carpenters, welders, the trades across the board, even floor covering installers. It seems somewhat, by what you said, that ceramic has been at least somewhat isolated from that. Would that be a true statement?
Well, it's isolated. I mean, it is definitely more of a specialist trade. Like a finished carpenter would be a specialist trade as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and the specialist trades that are involved in design, I believe, are insulated to in a good way for them because it's more of a design work. Yes, you can get a person that can go and they can learn how to install a 12x12, you know, porcelain tile on their floor on concrete, and they can do that with relatively, you know, little stress on them. When you start doing large planks or large format tiles, you're going over a basement, you got to lay a subfloor, you got to level that tile, you got to make sure you're using the proper mortar, the proper grout, or building a pattern, doing a shower. I mean, it is hard. And you need to have the right person, and they need to be paid and compensated for it accordingly, which is why it's such a great industry. Mm-hmm. And I think it's one that more, you know, if more people got into it, they'd see quickly the jobs are out there for them. They can be their own boss in a lot of ways, and they can go out and create something beautiful.
Now, what about training? You had mentioned how important that is. Where do most apprentice installers in the ceramic business get trained? Is that just on the job by a senior installer?
Right now, that's where most of them do, right? But then the problem then is finding someone who's interested in it. I do know that some of the groups like CTTA and NTCA are involved in trying to get formalized training programs out there and going to trade schools and going to trade colleges and trying to get something like this done, because it really, you know, it needs, again, its own advertising to show kids, you know, to talk to kids in high school, talk to those kids that are identifying themselves maybe as not wanting to go to college or they're going to college because they don't know what else to do, and explaining this to them and saying, hey, this trade exists out there and is only going to get larger and larger. And there's a lot of work out there for people. And there's so much knowledge in it that you can become an expert in it. You know, it's not just a simple thing anymore. There's not one kind of mortar and one kind of grout anymore. There are so many different products out there and so many tools and so many things to master and to learn that you can become an expert. And, you know, like in any industry, the more of an expert you are, the more money you can make.
That's right. You know, we had an educational expert on this program talking about how guidance counselors in middle and high schools just really were unaware of what was happening in the trades. They were so plugged into sending people on to college. And,
correct,
you know, that's a major problem.
Yes, because they're not even presenting the opportunities out there.
I gotcha. From your standpoint, are ceramic and stone gaining share in the floor covering arena?
They definitely are. I mean, I would say porcelain more than stone. Stone really is a specialized customer that wants stone, understands it's a living object, understands that it has to be resealed. That's the beauty of the product, that it's constantly changing a little bit and that it is 100% natural, made by God, not by man. And there's a customer base for that. The porcelain base is a much larger base because of ease of maintenance. And especially with the wood look tiles, I mean, they've really, really helped to change the industry because they attacked a look of floor covering that really had not been touched and gave it all the strength of porcelain with a non-chipping, non-fading consistency of color, you know, and it's not going to have a problem with water, gave something like that to a look that everyone loved but had all those deficiencies long term.
This will conclude the second part of a three-part series featuring Scott Levy, the president of Arley Wholesale. We'll air the final part of this series Thursday. This is Floor Radio.